Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the program. Man, we got through that first hour. Carol Craighead, that was tough.
Man,
we had a little delay going on, and we have a theory as to why. We'll discuss it when Neil McCabe comes in just a second. Trent Cooper, that was tough.
It was interesting. It was interesting.
A little bit of looping and feedbacking and all that stuff. Let's go. Well, let's do this. Let me tell you what we want to do first. First off, welcome to the program. The Armed American Radio 2015 Summer Fall live broadcast tour is well underway. This is the fourth leg of the stop. You've now participated in 50% of those stops in Minneapolis and now here in Republic, Missouri. That's very cool.
That's true.
We continue. Actually, we continue next week on to Arizona. We'll be broadcasting the show from, Scottsdale, Arizona, various locations throughout the state, culminating that week with the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Phoenix, which occurs a week from Friday, the 25th, 26th, and 27th, and during that week before, we'll be broadcasting from all over the state. Maybe we'll have you on as a guest. You can participate in all these great locations we go to.
Yep. So I get to come to Arizona then?
You come to Arizona and join the GRPC. That would be a great time. Trent, you too. The open invitation is there. But the tour will continue. We will go from there. Then the following week after that, we wind up down in Tucson, Arizona. And what is going to be one of the funnest broadcasts I've ever done in years, and that's going to be a live show from the Crystal Palace Saloon in Tombstone, Arizona. That's the real deal.
I'm going to need some time off, Carol. I think I'm going to have to do the show from there.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Well, let's go to Neil McCabe, and let's talk a little bit about our theory as to what was happening in the last hour, and we'll see if maybe we might not even get the Tombstone show in. Neil McCabe, how are you today?
Hey, fantastic, Mark. Hey, guys. Glad to be on with you. I'm enjoying the tour. It's sort of like this deadhead experience as you go across the country, Mark. Armed America Radio Palooza.
Yeah, right. AAR Palooza. And for those of you who don't know what that is, I'm not sure either. I think that's that rock and roll Palooza tour, right? Is that what you're
referring to? That's what the young people say now, Mark. You know,
the millennials, they also say hashtag, and yeah. I couldn't care less about the term hashtag. It's a pound sign as long as my phone tells me to enter the last four digits of my social security number followed by the pound sign, not the hashtag sign.
I had some hashtags with my eggs this morning after mass.
All right. Neil, I take it you were listening to the first hour because I saw you tweeting out ferociously during that hour when Dr. John Lott was on and Mr. Alan Gottlieb.
Yeah, and I had no idea. I mean, I knew that people were gunning for John Lott, if you will. But his story of the intimidation. I mean, it was... Right at the end, I'm like saying, whoa, I didn't even, Soros and targeting, and, that's just a completely other scandal. Of course, the first scandal he was talking about, and I've talked about how I feel personally about background checks, but, you know, the idea that, the background checks actually hurt the people who are supposed to be, who they wanted to benefit from.
They need to defend
themselves and their families.
These are the same people. This is the backwards logic of the gun control crowd, and that is, particularly the Democrat. And John pointed that out just expertly, as he always does, that these are the same Democrat Party who won't tax that same demographic for anything else but guns.
It makes no sense. I was riding on Amtrak last weekend. And there's an announcement telling you, have your ticket ready and a valid photo ID before boarding the train. Yet, if you ask somebody to produce a photo ID to vote, well, heck, that's like Hitler's Germany. But because it's unfair to poor people, it's unfair to the disadvantaged. So I guess the government train service says you know those same people can't ride the train. I mean, who can follow their logic? I say it over and over again. You know, when you want to hit a dog, any stick will do. And so it doesn't, they just grab whatever's close.
Yeah, they're throwing it up at the wall. They try to get it to stick. And I said it doesn't make any sense, and it does make sense. It makes sense when you understand what their ultimate agenda is. And we discuss it every week. Neil, we had a theory as to why we were having so many delay issues in the first hour of the program. You know, some of the best radio is the radio that you don't get to hear. And that would be sitting outside at the Crossbreed Ranch last night discussing this appearance and many other things beside the firelight. It was beautiful out on the ranch, shooting range glistening in the moonlight off in the distance. That was the sound of American freedom throughout the afternoon, not just from Crossbreed Ranch, but from other nearby ranches as well. Mm-hmm. And all you could hear was the distant sounds of crackling gunfire. And it was a beautiful thing. It gave me shivers up my spine. It was wonderful. My hair was standing up on end as I heard the sound of American freedom. But during the discussion last night, you can stop giggling. It was great. You're pumping your fist over there, Murray. It was the distant gunfire. But, Neil, as we were talking about, we got to talking about the discussion about the NSA and the things that they were listening to. And
yeah.
We know for a fact that Armed American Radio is being listened to in the bowels of the White House. I know that for a fact. I won't say how I know that. I'll just say I know that. And then last night we got to talking about it, and I think what they did was they just paid us a little visit, the NSA fairies, and slowed down the broadcast a little bit in an effort to upset us. But it didn't. And I think they backed off for the remainder of the program. Your viewpoint there, Neil?
I think that's completely valid. In fact, we know that those NSA listeners, you know, they've actually, as a prank, they've actually texted their friends on their cell phones saying, "Hey, I guess you're listening to REM all day today." And you know, mm-hmm. they wiretap and track girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, boyfriends, ex-boyfriends, husbands, ex-husbands. I mean, they even if it's not politics, they're just having a blast over there. And they're such pranksters. Why wouldn't they just throw in a little delay? I don't know. Maybe it's snowing in space. I don't know.
I wonder if they have the time in between Ashley Madison visits. Were there any NSA.gov email addresses on there? I'm sure there were, Neil.
I have to say, you know, because I'm in the Army Reserve, I do have an Army, a .mil email address. The idea that somebody would use their Army email address or their FBI email address or anything like that to participate in Ashley Madison, since it's basically any kind of fooling around like that, you basically lose your security clearance, or you're supposed to. But I guess there's some admirals and some generals and some very senior people who are part of that list, and so the Pentagon has decided that it will not investigate, that it will not pursue any. So everybody gets a hall pass at the Pentagon. So, but that's not.
Well, why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they? When Hillary Clinton is getting a hall pass on classified emails passing through a private server. This is upside down. This is an upside down world that we're living in. Neil, quickly, you and I will be talking with, and Trent and Carol here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, we'll be talking with Grover Norquist. He's a lightning rod as of late, isn't he?
Yeah, he, of course, he's best known as an anti-tax advocate. He was personally asked by Ronald Reagan to form a citizen-based, you know, group that would be on the shelf, ready to go to fight higher taxes, because Reagan noticed that every time the Democrats wanted to raise taxes, the groups just popped up out of nowhere. And Grover sort of took that personal request to heart. He founded Americans for Tax Reform, and he's been at it basically for 30 years. And my guess is that, you know, he will devote the rest of his life. And how many people do you know, you know, as a young man in in their 20s, were asked to do something by Ronald Reagan, and he made it his lifelong vocation. And he's also an extremely absolute supporter of gun rights.
He is a supporter of gun rights. He's been a supporter of gun rights for a long time. How do you answer, and we're not going to have time for this, but is Grover Norquist a supporter and a funder and a member of the Muslim Brotherhood?
Absolutely not, and it's absolutely bogus. And if anybody wants to email me at neilwmccabe@gmail.com, I will explain it all to them. And it's absolutely horrific that that Glenn Beck and other clowns would tag him with such nonsense. And of course, that was in the news when he was up for re-election for the National Rifle Association Board of Directors. And thankfully, he was re-elected to that post, and he continues to serve there gallantly.
All right. The National Rifle Association said they were going to do their own background check on that. They did, I'm assuming. I have never heard anything back from them.
You can assume it, but I don't think any investigation ever took place. I think that what Beck was just doing an old radio gag. It's just a regular, you know, these publicity stunts that old school radio guys do. You know, like the morning guy has a fake feud with the afternoon guy.
Listen, we're going to come back in just a second. Grover will be here. We have a lot to talk with him about. In particular, Hillary Clinton, what she's up to. What is Hillary Clinton up to? She wants to tax you. She's going to make that very clear in the elections. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time, carried in places not found on any roadmap. The CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. USCCAonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAonair.com. Don't miss out.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Live to you from these Crossbreed Holster studios in Republic, Missouri, where we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Crossbreed Holsters. Carol, welcome to the... It's hard for me to say welcome to your offices here at the Crossbreed Holster studios, but welcome to my world of your Crossbreed Holster offices that are now the studios that we took over. Does that make sense?
It perfectly. Thank you. It's such a joy to be on the show with you tonight.
I don't think I could repeat that again, so don't ask me to. Trent Cooper to my right, how you doing?
Wonderful, sir.
Happy 10th anniversary, brother.
Hey, I am just so thrilled to be a part of this and the 10-year anniversary. We could go on and on. We could do the whole show on this 10-year anniversary and how this company got started and where we're at today. And
don't take my thunder. We're going to do that because I'm looking at new products across from here that I can't wait to unveil on the show. Nathan will be on the show with Murray in just a little while after our next guest, Grover, departs the program, and we're going to talk about some of the great products here at Crossbreed Holsters. But it's great to be here with you. Thanks for putting up with us in the first hour while the NSA invaded our program. We know it was the NSA. They were causing all kinds of delays because they wanted to upset us because of conversations that we had last night that we know they were listening to. Hey, Neil McCabe, on-air television reporter for One American News Network, Armed American Radio, famed political analyst, and my Washington, D.C. editor. Pleasure to be here, brother.
I'm pumped to be on with you, Mark, and we're going to spend some time with one of the great Americans here in Washington, D.C.
Well, go ahead and introduce him since you started. I'll let you take it away because you're going to introduce Mr. Grover Norquist, so go ahead and do that for us.
Well, it's kind of funny. It's a man who there's a lot of circles in Washington, D.C. where this man needs no introduction because he's everywhere helping the cause for freedom. And why don't we just jump into it? Grover, are you there? Welcome to the show.
Absolutely, Neil. I've been listening for a while. Great show, as always.
Grover Norquist, Mark here. Thank you very much for being here. And it's a pleasure to have you as we're up here continuing the 2015 Armed American Radio Tour. Glad to have you participating from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I can promise you, Grover, this is the safest radio studio in all of North America. That much I can promise you.
That is excellent.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Hey, Grover, we've got a clip. Hillary Clinton, now you've spent a lot of time, of course, formed Americans for Tax Reform. A lot of people know that background there. And we're going to play a clip from Hillary Clinton back in 1993 that I know you're familiar with. And then I want you to take it away and run with it. If you would, Sean, go ahead and please play the clip.
I'm all for that. I just don't know what else we're going to do to try to figure out how to get some handle on this violence.
There is no more important personal endorsement in the country today, and I thank you very much.
Grover Norquist, take that away. Explain that for us, if you would.
Sure. What that was a clip from C-SPAN, and the question she was answering when she said, I'm all for that, this is in congressional testimony. This is not in some aside at a fundraiser about clinging to one's guns and one's faith. This is congressional testimony, October 1st, 1993. She's been first lady now for 9 months. And she was asked by then-Senator Bill Bradley, Democrat of New Jersey, that he supported, and would she support, a 25% sales tax on guns and a $2,500 license fee for gun dealers. So 25% sales tax on guns, $400 gun would cost $500. He actually, when he finally introduced the bill, it was 30%. And her response was, speaking personally, I'm all for that, said the First Lady. Now, here's one of the things that's important. She says, I'm speaking personally. Then at the end of this little back and forth, she goes on to say, that she's speaking in her own capacity. And later that day, Dee Dee Myers, the White House press secretary, said, well, as you know, she was expressing her opinion. Okay? So she can't ever turn around and say that, well, she was just, you know, repeating the government's position or Clinton's position. This was not Clinton, President Clinton's position. This was her position personally. It took us a long time to find this. This happened. It was reported on NBC that night. AP covered it. But since then, crickets, until this week when Americans for Tax Reform released it, got good broad coverage, and shared it out, sharing it with you, discussing it with you tonight. So she hasn't wanted to talk about it. In 2008, she ran as somebody who respected the Second Amendment. I don't know how many people fell for that or believed it, but that's what she said. That's what she wanted to be thought of as. And she's now running as an advocate of significant gun control. And since this was her position back when she thought she had power and was about to pass something on gun control, there's a question that any serious journalist needs to ask, which is, Hillary, this was your position at one point. Is it still your position? And if she says it's still her position, this is a very powerful issue for the general election. And if she tries to walk away from it and say, well, you know, I don't know, I've been drinking heavily or, you know, some sort of excuse, then what she's going to find is she has at least two Democratic opponents who will jump into her left and drag her back to a explicit anti-gun position. 25% tax not only makes it difficult for people who, you know, live in dangerous neighborhoods and can't afford expensive equipment and security systems, but it also is backdoor registration. The one thing that taxes bring is files and paperwork. And you have to be able to prove that you paid the tax years after you did. You know, okay, come back and, hey, we think you didn't pay the tax. No, here, I've got... And they need to know where to find you.
Yeah, great point, great point.
So a tax is registration.
Well, that would seem to make the backdoor registration, I would argue, or an argument could be made anyway, that that is actually front door registration. I mean, they're not hiding from that. Here's one thing. First of all, don't accuse my wife of drinking too much. That was me, not her. She didn't have anything to drink.
Quite true.
The second thing is, will she be asked that question? Are there any honest reporters out there left? Her campaign is awash in reinvention of Hillary Clinton, and the mainstream media is playing right along with that. So do you expect that question to even be asked?
I think if she were riding high, that she would get the kind of coverage she got when 60 Minutes interviewed Obama and Mrs. Clinton. These are two people who... their staffs particularly, they don't like each other, and their staffs detest each other. And they've been kicking each other under the table through the presidency and secretary. They made her Secretary of State and handed all of the important jobs, you know, Afghanistan, Israel-Palestine.
To others. Hey, Andy Grover, let me stop you right there. I want to pick that up. That's a great place to leave it. When we come back, we're going to continue with Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform, and we'll continue this discussion that we're having right now. Neil McCabe will be here. Trent will be here, and Carol will be here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Back right after this.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Let's not beat around the barrel. Having your carry permit is a big deal, probably one you've been thinking about for a while. Osseo Gun Club is the range to help. Not because they're one of a few state-of-the-art facilities around the country, although they are, but more because they work with former and current law enforcement as their certified trained instructors. Who better, then, to learn from? But that's not the end of this journey. As I'm sure you know, choosing to carry is a huge responsibility that should never be taken lightly. Osseo Gun Club is the premier indoor range and pro shop with 20 pistol and rifle rated lanes, including a tactical range with 180-degree capability, interactive targets, and simulators. All to help you get a healthy friendship going with your firearm. And they have rentals if you want to test out your options. Open 7 days a week with classes going daily. Go to OsseoGunClub.com to sign up for one of their amazing classes, hear about family nights, shooting leagues, ladies' night, their on-site service and repair, and just to be part of a truly unique destination. OsseoGunClub.com. Discover Osseo. Discover Osseo Gun Club.
Hi, this is Mike Murphy, and I'm going to tell you about why I like working for Salem Minneapolis and selling advertising on these great radio stations. I can actually put a Bible verse on the back of my business card, and I'm not afraid to say the name of Jesus when I'm out on a sales call. Plus, I can espouse the conservative Judeo-Christian values that this country was founded on. Now, even though we're owned by a large company, Salem Communications, this is a family atmosphere at this radio station, and it's really a great place to work. But really, it's about you, the listener. You're passionate, and you're not afraid to stand up for what's right. You have a conviction, and you don't just talk about it, you live it. And that's what really makes my job rewarding and blesses me each day. So thank you for listening and being a part of the Salem Minneapolis family.
For more information about how to join the Salem Communications Twin Cities family as a multimedia marketing consultant, call us here at the radio station, 651-405-8800, 651-405-8800, or log on to am1280thepatriot.com and click on the banner ad.
We're here with Laura Smith from Minnetonka. Laura, why did you hire the Kingdom Builders Roofing Company?
They came highly recommended to us from friends as a hardworking, honest, and Christian company, so that was really important to us. Even money-saving, they went out of their way to save us money in many different areas, and we were so impressed with that because I think that's a really hard thing to come by these days. If you need a new roof, call the Kingdom Builders.
Hi, this is Lee Juvelin with the Kingdom Builders Roofing.
And this is Eric Juvelin.
If you're looking for a roof, we'd like you to give us a call. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work hard as working for the Lord and not as unto men.
We're not salespeople. We're just great roofers.
Call us at 612-272-4901. 612-272-4901.
Look us up online at thekingdombuilders.net.
I would recommend the Kingdom Builders.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-949-5365. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-949-5365. 1-800-949-5365.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in Republic, Missouri at the actual Crossbreed Holsters facility, where after this segment, we will unveil a couple new products for you that you're really going to like. I can guarantee you're going to like it because I like it, and I'm looking at it before you. It is up on the website. I just won't tell you what it is yet. Carol, welcome back, and thanks for having us here. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Trent, you the same?
Always a pleasure.
We appreciate it very much. Let's go back to Grover Norquist. We've got him for one more segment, but before we do that, Neil McCabe, always a pleasure here. Neil, I want you to jump in at any time. Fair enough?
I will do that, but go ahead.
Okay. Grover, welcome back to the show, my friend. You were talking about Hillary Clinton, and I asked you that question about is there any honest media left out there. This woman in the last 6 months, I'm going to ask you this question. Do you find it even palatable that there is anyone left in America that believes one thing that comes out of this woman's mouth?
It is interesting that despite the sympathetic press she gets, and by sympathetic, I mean they don't cover stuff that would be embarrassing.
Right.
Not that they sit and say nice things about it, but every time there's something that they might say, they don't. Despite that, somehow all those polls tell you that people don't trust her, people don't think she's honest. And it's amazing. It's like people in the Soviet Union who used to be able to figure out when, you know, when they said somebody had a cold, that it really meant he'd been shot a while ago. You know, the press would lie to you, but the people could see through it. So there is this very interesting situation. She's faltering. And if she is viewed as vulnerable, I think there's every reason to believe, and we're sort of hearing it now, that the Obama people are looking to push her down the stairs, maybe on behalf of Biden, maybe somebody else. Then the press will go in for the kill, because they are willing to be tough on Democrats who are out of favor with the main power.
With their favorite Democrat.
I'll give you a great example.
Neil, go ahead.
During the 2008 campaign, when, you know, Geraldine Ferraro, Democratic and feminist icon, dared to say a foul word about Barack Obama, they went after her they literally unleashed hell on this woman. Everyone knew she was battling blood cancer, and they unleashed a torrent on that woman that basically put her in the grave.
Okay, so it's basically their favorite Dem du jour, correct? And they're willing to go after them. Well, so, yeah. Grover, that begs the following question then. You alluded to it just a second ago. Let me ask you to elaborate. I don't want to ask for predictions. I know they're tough to make, but when we hear, or when you say that Barack Obama is willing to push her down the stairs, are you of part of the camp that thinks Obama's responsible for her predicament now relative to the email scandal? Is it, because we are hearing that this is coming from Barack Obama in an effort to move her out of the way. They don't want the Clintons back on top of the power structure, do they?
No, they don't, because if Hillary wins the primary and is elected president, the history books will treat Obama the way they treat Lyndon Baines Johnson. Lyndon Baines Johnson did many things that advanced the cause of the welfare state in the United States, but the establishment left doesn't like him. So he's like not in the history books. Everything he did was really John F. Kennedy's accomplishment, according to history. Or Martin Luther King. It was somebody else. They just wiped him out of history. If you have Bill Clinton and then Bush and then Obama and Hillary Clinton, they will write history as if George Bush didn't exist and Obama didn't exist and the history of progressive thought, left of center thought in the United States, goes from Bill to Hillary.
Fascinating.
And Obama will be washed out of the history pages. He's got to know that. That's what they'll do.
That's a fascinating takeaway. Neil, you want to jump in, please?
Yeah, let me just jump in, and I know we're kind of running out of time. But one of the interesting dynamics, maybe Grover can address this, is, you know, Vermont has, you know, their gun laws in Vermont are as good as they are anywhere in the world, literally. And Bernie Sanders is one of those Democrats from Vermont who's had to support gun rights as best he could get away with. Do you see the Hillary playing that angle against Sanders?
Well, here's the challenge. That was where he has been in the past. If Hillary was to walk away from the $25 tax, and he was to adopt it, all of that would be washed away. I think that the establishment left press does a very good job of allowing any Democrat in a difficult state to say anything they need to get elected. The Democrats in North Dakota used to regularly say they were for getting rid of the death tax and things like that, and they would take turns voting for it when it was not going to pass, and then against it if there was any chance that it might pass. And the left never accused them of flip-flopping or made fun of them. They knew that they were just lying to stay in power. The fact that Bill Clinton did many non-liberal things while governor of Arkansas. He basically didn't do anything as governor of Arkansas other than make friends and meet rich people and make the case he should be president. And they knew he was going through the motions. So I think they will give West Virginia, Vermont a pass on anything he did when he was running in Vermont. When he runs on the national stage, they expect him to shed that silliness and do what needs to be done.
That yeah. makes sense. So in the essence of time, let me move forward with this question here regarding Hillary Clinton. Well, first off, I believe that we're witnessing the death of establishment politics in this country. I think progressive liberalism is on its last legs. I believe Barack Obama has seen to that. I believe what we're seeing with Hillary Clinton right now is proof of that. And I think that's what's actually the wind beneath Trump's wings. Your assessment of that?
Oh, yeah, look, people are reacting not to some policy. You know, where is Trump on taxes? We don't know. Where is he on right to life? We don't know. Where is he on the Second Amendment? I don't know. You know, all of the issues that have been gold standard issues for the modern conservative movement, he's not answered. He hasn't addressed, or even has a track record on the other side of him. What people are reacting to is the adamant nature of his, you know, I'm going to do something radically different than Obama did. That's what I'm going to do. And he says things that he can't possibly do as president. You know, it would take the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court. You know, I'm going to make Mexico pay for a wall. Really? How do you do that constitutionally? You know, you're going to invade. But what he means is, I'll get it done. That's what he's saying. I'll do this. And everybody else has been for years going, I'm thinking of this. I'm going to do this. And then they don't. Now, sometimes they don't because they don't mean to and they have no intention of it. Sometimes they don't because they don't have the political power to, and people get frustrated when, you know, how come Boehner can't do X? Well, because he doesn't have a Senate several years ago, and the president would veto it. That's why. But they're so frustrated by the delay and not getting things done that it's very attractive when somebody skips past the how are you going to do it and just says, this is what I'm going to do. When maybe what he's really saying, if you listen, is, here's what I'm going to try and do. Here's what I want to do. But it's a more emphatic way of saying it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It really is. Grover, where can people find you on the web? Where can they read you,
sure.
see you, and hear you?
ATR.org.
20 seconds. Say that again.
ATR.org is our website. HighTaxHillary.com gives you everything on Hillary's taxes. HighTaxHillary.com. And I'm at Grover Norquist on Twitter. Do follow.
Grover Norquist, thank you very much for being here. Looking forward to talking to you again as we approach the 2016 elections. Fascinating conversation and a lot in play. Thank you, sir. Neil McCabe, you're going to stick around with us here as we come back from this break, and you're going to be here on the air with us when we unveil some new Crossbreed holster products. Murray's going to be here, and Nathan's going to be here in the Crossbreed holster studios live from Republic, Missouri. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back right after this.
The new Tax Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tax Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tax Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Car P380 is one of a kind. Approved for sale in California, the Car P380 comes equipped with a loaded chamber indicator and a magazine disconnect, which prevents the gun from firing when the magazine is disengaged and out of its proper position in the grip. These exceptional .380 caliber California-compliant handguns by Car Arms are available starting at under $735. For more information on the Car P380, approved for use in California, visit car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
And the Armed American Radio Network is in the middle of the fourth leg of the 2015 Summer Fall Live Broadcast Tour. We're having a great time. We're going to be adding some spots on that tour. I believe Tampa, Florida will be added. Coming up a week after this, we'll be in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be reporting to you from a couple of places out there, out in Scottsdale, and then we'll be finishing up that week in Phoenix at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. We'll do a couple shows from out there. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. If you're a fan of the daytime radio show, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, you will hear a little bit from Lee Michaels, who, while the laws of physics require me to go from point A to point B during some of that that travel time, you will be hearing Armed American Radio's Daily Defense handled by Lee Michaels from AM 1280, the patriot, the professional that he is. Sitting to my right, Nathan, how you doing?
How's it going, Mark?
Always a pleasure. It was you that started the NSA conversation, so I'll hold you responsible. You're that techie geek guy that understood all that stuff.
You know, all we've got to do is just get them to not only listen to us, but watch us when we're doing this, because when we're bringing this from home and it's in the Hanes, you know, boxer brief studio, they probably won't want to listen anymore.
You speak for yourself. You might not be sitting here again. I'll keep you on the phone, and I don't want to know what you're wearing. Murray, how you doing, man?
Good,
pleasure to be
you?
Here. Doing great. Neil McCabe, welcome to the studios with us, brother. You are in Republic, Missouri with us, Neil. How cool is that?
Well, it's exactly how I remember it, Mark. Glad to be with you.
Hey, we spent a little bit of time out at Crossbreed Holster Ranch out there on the range shooting, having a great time with a number of the Glocks, a Springfield XDS, and what other firepower did you bring?
Oh, we had all kinds of fun. We had a Bushmaster ACR out there, a Lone Wolf G9, a few other fun little toys that we had to play with.
Yeah, it was an awful lot of fun. A great day was had by all. All right, Neil, we get to... This is always fun. There's a new product here. You're discontinuing one line, Murray, right? I would say not a line, but you're discontinuing a member of that line.
Yes.
And you're introducing a new.
Correct. Yeah, we are. We got rid of our standard instructor belt, and now we are going with a. It's a crossover belt. It is a true gun belt that looks like a dress belt.
Can you hand that to me? Because it's really fun to play with over there. And this is called what? What do you call this?
Ares Aegis crossover belt. Simply, you know, the crossover obviously has a little bit to do with this relationship that we've been able to build with Ares Gear and Crossbreed. It's been really great for everyone. On top of that, this belt in particular, the best part about it is that we've taken the Crossbreed quality of our gun belt and made some design changes to it, and then also added this great Ares buckle to it that really gives you this, what we call crossover, simply because this belt can be worn with a nice, you know, pair of slacks or something like that, but also have that support that you need to hold that IWB or OWB holster.
The buckle itself has that feel. It has that quality feel of of what? Stainless steel? It's heavy.
It's 4 ounces. 4 ounces of stainless steel.
Stainless steel. You can feel it. You can hear it. And I see the Crossbreed logo is eventually going to go up on this, too. Are people going to get whatever they want engraved on here? You got an engraving machine coming in?
In the future. You know, this is obviously a brand-new product. We just kicked this off over the last few days. This is really the first time we've talked about it anywhere, frankly. So far, the response has been just phenomenal. So I really see that we can expand this in the future and offer a lot more options with it.
Murray, where can people see this right now today, besides the Twitter pics we're going to put up in just a little bit?
You can go straight to our website under the belt section, and it's listed right there.
Okay, and you have different combinations that people can purchase with this. They can basically mix and match this, right?
Correct. It's one of our first truly customizable options. They can pick their belt color, their thread color, and their buckle color.
Explain the thread. What do you mean by the thread color? Stitching, right?
The stitching that goes around the belt. They can pick whichever color they want to go with the buckle they want.
What are the colors of the belt and the buckles?
We offer both black and brown belts, and we offer a gunmetal gray stitching, a brown stitching, a tan stitch or bronze stitching, and a black stitching.
And then the buckle colors are what? There's a dark black. There's what's the other?
Yeah, matte black. Matte stainless and a bronze, a dark bronze. Okay,
they're all great looking. Yes. But my favorite is the gunmetal, the stainless gunmetal, with the black belt and the gray stitching on it. Looks really sharp, and I'm really looking forward to getting mine because I know the quality. I'm wearing a Crossbreed belt right now. They actually hold the gun up without having to constantly hike up your draws.
Correct.
As they say down south, somebody looks at you, he's wearing a gun, it's falling down. Oh, bless his heart. You don't have to do that. This thing holds your belt right. The belt holds the weight of the pistol, particularly with one of the Crossbreed holsters that distributes the weight so well. You're not constantly hiking up. That matters to somebody who's living an armed lifestyle.
Absolutely, yeah. Not having to readjust all the time.
Okay, let's talk. We've got a new holster. I see a Super Tuck down there, and it's in a color that I've never seen. This is the 10th anniversary edition?
Correct. Our new 10th anniversary holsters, which there's going to be a limited number of, they are Herman Oak English Bridle leather backed with a Horween leather backer. It's a dual-layer holster, which we have not done one of those before. It's stitched around the edge and very, very refined and finished.
Okay, the logo in here.
Absolutely. That's
a little bit more aggressive than the normal Crossbreed logo with the 10 years underneath.
Yeah, when we get it up on the website, you'll notice that the logo, we've changed it up a little bit. We kind of kicked it back to a little bit of an older style logo, really to show the respect for the company and, of course, for Mark. We really think this is going to be great. One of the cool things about it is that there's only going to be 500 of these available total. So you better keep an eye on that website.
$498, right?
And that's right. With all the holsters, we're going to have a Super Tuck, a Mini Tuck, an Appendix, and then we'll also offer a Mag Carrier. But that's 500
in this
total.
In the 10th anniversary. And the 500 is total through all
everything.
Of the holster designs.
Yes.
Okay, this is, $497, actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, depending on which I want to carry with this, because this is really, really nice. There's a difference in this backing. What is it? than the standard SuperTuck. And anybody, if you carry a gun in a crossbreed, you're going to feel a difference instantly when you hold the holster. Why is that? What am I feeling differently?
Instead of our standard buff back, which has a suede-like feel to it, this is Horween Leather's horsehide that is the same lining they use on very high-end shoes. So it has that really, really soft, comfortable feel to it. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're going to feel against you all the
time. Did you have to create that, or is that just part of the quality of this horsehide?
No, that's the quality of the horsehide that they sent.
Okay. Is there a difference in the price of this, and people can see this on the... Do we even know yet how this is going to be priced? Yeah, that's how new it is.
This is new, yeah.
This is the real deal. This is new. So what I'm holding
photos
here,
were taken yesterday.
This a
that's how new this is.
Is this actually considered a... Is this like a prototype here? Let's put this together and see
the one that
I'm holding here?
Yeah, that's the first one of it, and it was picture taken of that one yesterday.
It looks like this is for a Glock frame, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct, so. Yes, that would be for your 17.
Usually when I see these that I'm holding, it has Walters etched in the back with a little pen so they know where to send it. This one doesn't, but I'll just go ahead and say, you know, I have lots of Glocks in the frames. Carol's got a pen on, I won't do that to you. You want to make a comment on this, because this is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, this holster's really going to be great. You know, the color of it, the style of it, the feel of it, it really hit on all cylinders. Make sure you head over to crossbreedholsters.com and get one of these as soon as we've got them up.
What are you calling this color? This is not brown.
No.
It's actually Havana brown. The English bridal color from Herman Oak is Havana brown.
All right. Well, we're talking about some wonderful holsters here, and you hear that music in the background. That means this hour is coming to a close. Neil, you're going to stick around with us, I do hope, correct?
I can't. I have to travel home quite a ways. I'm in D.C.
Okay,
right
well, that you go ahead and do that, and you do that safely. Neil McCabe, thank you, and thank you for being here with Grover Norquist.
We
appreciate it. A pleasure. We're going to be back for another hour, and we're going to talk about more fun stuff. We got David Kodria coming in. We'll get some political commentary on a number of things. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I got to check out the fit of this new holster here in just a couple of moments. Here in Republic, Missouri, at the Crossbreed Holster Manufacturing Facility, you're here with me. David Kodria joins me for a roundtable discussion right after this. Armed American Radio continues. We'll be back. Don't go away.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.